for Sessions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome for another Alpha Sessions. I'm here with Alia. My name is Pien, and let's just get going.
Yes.
So, yeah, normally I like to jump in with a question and really go deep into it, but I feel a new year has started. Let's just check in. How are you feeling today?
Thank you for the check-in.
Always.
I'm feeling really well. Thank you. How are you?
No worries. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes, it feels like it's been more than only 2 weeks.
I know.
I honestly kind of forgot that the new year just happened. But I remind myself on a daily basis of the fact the new year is here. Uh-huh. New goals, new things. Yeah, and we just keep going. So,
Yeah. But are you someone who has like New Year's resolutions or is very aware of like, oh, new year, fresh start, that kind of thing?
No, I mean, I have many fresh starts every month. So the new year doesn't affect me that much. Mm-hmm. But I definitely start a new year with like kind of the main thought or like a feeling that kind of really resonates with me and that I want to, and that I feel like is my main kind of thought, or even like a small affirmation, but it's more like just like a very short sentence. And then the whole year is just kind of the energy of the of. Then I just kind of remind myself, okay, this is the energy of the new year and this kind of word or phrase.
And how do you come or make a decision about that?
I don't make like a conscious decision.
Oh, okay.
It's just usually in the last days of December when I'm like reminiscing about the previous year, when I'm kind of reflecting, then this kind of intuitively comes to me. But I don't write a list, okay, these are your New Year's resolutions.
No.
Because I think maybe most people do, but I can only speak for myself now. Like, even as an artist and as an actress and as a performer, I tend to subconsciously beat on myself a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Which is something that I'm very much aware of. That's why even with these things, I'm just like really trying to go with the flow and yeah, just surrender to the flow of life, really.
Do you find that tricky? Because I'm a massive control freak, especially when it comes to my art and my work. Do you have that as well? Or is it maybe on a different level?
Well, yeah, I think it's on a different level. Yeah. But obviously there is some level of the perfectionism there. But I try to be aware of it as much as possible and to see, okay, you're too harsh on yourself here. Or like, but I think it all comes with kind of an ongoing kind of contact with yourself and following yourself and really listening to yourself and taking the time, being mindful and like not to be too much in your head. So I guess I would say it's a process of everything in between and trying to find the balance of that.
Yeah.
In this moment, yeah. Think that's it.
It's so funny you're saying that because of course a little bit of research, and you mentioned it before, like you are a very creative person in many facets, like you said, acting and making music and performing, and you're traveling a lot in between countries as well. Is that why you try to be more in the moment and be nicer to yourself, because you already have a lot on your plate?
I think like if I don't do it this way, I just wouldn't survive and I would just go mental.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you just kind of realize, I think it's like if my life was different, I guess I wouldn't be aware of all these things. But because this is my lifestyle, I need to make sure that I take good care of myself. I take good care of my health, of my relationships with my family, with my friends, with my loved ones. That I, it's sometimes you feel like it's a lot, but there are moments that come later that just confirm and reconfirm you're doing this the right way, and this is kind of the way you're doing it, and there's no other way for you, just keep going.
Are you someone who's looking for those signs, or is just like an instinct that tells you you're on the right track?
Usually, yeah, it's the instinct, but also like I've I think I've always been very intuitive, mm-hmm. but I was not aware of it, especially when I was smaller. But then when I got in contact more with myself, with kind of the energies, with the power that I and everybody else hold, mm-hmm. I kind of, it still requires work. So I'm not going to say, oh yeah, I just live a normal life and I'm just like full of instinct and like intuition.
I'm
no,
so happy
it's
you're
still,
saying
no,
that.
No. It's like, it still requires work. Like I wake up every day, I do some work before the evening, and also like, just like finding the moment mm-hmm. here and now, even when the things may seem too much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've always been a big lover of life as well, and I love observing and I love mm-hmm. learning. So I think it's really a combination of all of that.
Mm, that's so interesting you're saying that, because I feel you're originally from Slovenia.
Yeah.
And I feel people from that part of Europe are very good with, they're quite sensitive to other energies and with themselves. I know a few
really?
People from that part of Europe, and I always feel that, I don't know, that the West and the North sometimes are too much in their heads. And people from the south and the east and that part are more, I guess, connected and more grounded in a certain way. Maybe it's a stereotype.
It's interesting because, I may be, but it's also like, I think we have all kinds of people in every country.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah.
not that you will come to my country and everybody will be like, oh,
no,
you know.
Not everyone, of course. Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it's a very general thing. I think I think it's like connected to many other things, and there's a whole area of research for that. But I guess, I mean, maybe, yeah. But I'm also half Algerian, so also have like this Arabic part of me. So yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Interesting.
This little girl, this little love, this little hope. She didn't know the love, she didn't know that she was lost. She tried to find herself, she tried to find her love again. She fought it all alone, she dreamt alone, she felt alone. And love, oh love, just found her one day. That love, told her one day, I want you to know that this is my love, only for you, only for you. I hope that you know that I'll never go, 'cause this is for you. She felt something, and then she dreamt again. She felt herself, she felt her love. That love, oh love, just touched her and transformed her one day. Her butterfly now flies and flies and loves and loves. I want you to know that this is my love, only for you, only for you. I hope that you know that I'll never go, 'cause this is for you, only for you. I want you to know that this is my love, only for you. I'll never stop. I'll never stop. I'll I never stop. I want you to know that this is my love, only for you, only for you. I hope that you know that I'll never go, 'cause this is for you, only for you. I want you to know that this is my love, only for you. There was this little girl, she found a love, she found a home.
The Alpha Sessions.
I would love to go back to all your creative outlets, because I'm just wondering, as we know from like famous creatives or just any other creative, it's, most of the time it's not just their, oh, they just sing, or oh, they just paint. It's all connected to other things. And like I said before, you yourself as well, you act as well, you're a performer. Do you feel like that every creative part of you really connects with the other one, or are they more in separate, almost like, I guess, stages or boxes that you just sometimes you're like, oh, let's do a little bit of this and grab it and then work on it? Or how does that work for you?
I feel like, for me personally, I think they are all connected in some ways, and then in some ways perhaps not. I guess for me personally, it really depends on the project, on what I'm working on. I guess also like what part of me wants to get creatively expressed. But here's the thing. Yeah, I could not just do, because people, especially in interviews, sometimes they ask me like, but what are you more? Are you like more an actress or a singer or like a songwriter?
Oh, I will never
like,
ask you that.
No, I'm like all of it, because I could not just be an actress, and I could not just be a singer, and I could not just be a songwriter. No. It's like, it's also because since I was little, I was doing all these things all the time with my extracurricular activities. And I just found, like, even like with work now, perhaps sometimes when I have an acting project, I might not be so busy with music, or the other way around, or it might be all kind of in the same way connected. So for me, I think, no, I don't have them kind of in boxes, but they can get very much connected or not. It depends again on the project. And
so there's no like common thread between projects, like when it comes to themes or styles and that sort of thing.
For example,
I can imagine that when you're doing an acting project, you're already drawn to a certain story before you audition for something or getting involved with it. And maybe it's you're very connected to stories about women. And that also connects to the stories you're telling in your music. That sort of
perhaps thing. Yeah, that actually happened quite many times in the past. And it was very interesting how I was like, is somebody joking with me now?
And what was that about? What was the theme or the general?
Well, I remember I auditioned. I mean, I almost got it, but it doesn't even matter now. Like a role in Arabic, I would have to play like a Moroccan woman. And it was all about this. I mean, the themes resonated basically very strong with the song that I wrote last year. That was my first song in Arabic that I wrote music and lyrics. I haven't released it yet, but it was so interesting how sometimes, especially for you as a creative, these things sometimes just align and you're like, whoa, this is not a coincidence. Like I still don't know what kind of the meaning of all of that is, but I just try to as much as possible trust the process and go with the flow and surrender to the flow. But with the creativity, well, I find it's so important. I mean, for me personally, to develop as much as possible in all creative areas, whether this is for me to go to the gallery, to the museum, to watch like this movie, to read a lot. I literally have like a schedule that I have like on a weekly basis, but it's not for me to kind of control myself, or like to kind of contract myself. Oh, you have to do this and this, but it's just taking care of my creative parts as well, because I think as an artist, doesn't matter what kind of an artist you are, in what kind of field you work in, it's so important that you keep opening up, discovering new things, and really filling yourself up with it.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I, you have no idea, I'm like, oh my God, yes, me too, me too. But speaking of music, let's talk about more about your music.
Yes, okay.
You played a couple of songs, and of course I listened to your music as well. And one thing that really stuck with me was that it's very atmospheric, and each song is a different world almost. And I was wondering, do you kind of decide that before you go into production, or does it really happen while you're in the studio recording it?
Yeah, usually it always happens in the studio, because even when I come with my idea with kind of a backing track, usually in the studio everything changes. We even finish with a completely different genre. But yeah, the songs that you heard, so My Love and Fool for You, they are from my first EP that was released in 2019, so quite a very long time ago. And Can't Live Without You was a single that I released last year in May. I'm actually finishing my album now, but I haven't performed any songs from my upcoming album yet, because they're not released yet. I'm still in the process of mixing, mastering, and like putting together all my visuals, all the creative work. And just when this chapter entirely open, so I will be only performing my songs from my album. But to answer your question even more, yes, I think usually I write, I mean, it depends who I'm working with and everything, but usually I come up with an idea of the lyrics and the melody, and then I work with a producer or like with some musicians, and then the creative part gets kind of born there.
And do you work with the same people, or is it different people all the time?
I mean, it has changed, yes. Like for my album, I worked with one producer. She's from Slovenia. She's amazing. Neysha. Shout out, Neysha. She's an amazing Slovenian performer, singer, songwriter. She's been on the scene for, I think, 20 years already.
Oh, wow.
But we just work so well. And it was so interesting for this album because I mean, basically, this album is my last 2 years, and I just came to the studio with her. We had a session. I had like kind of a song prepared, and then we just created kind of an instrumental part. And then, you know, when you're in the studio, it's like the creative work. You just surrender, and new things are born. You get new ideas. But it was just song after song. Some things happened in my life, and I always put that through a new song, and then I realized, oh my God, this is like a whole album already, and it all holds the same kind of, it's all in the same cycle of my life. So that was a very interesting creative process, a very difficult one as well, but it was, as you will hear in my upcoming album, I think, thank you for the compliment that like my every song was like the journey itself, or like a world for on its own. But even like, because I've got 12 songs now for the album, and every song is literally a separate experience from my life, and all the songs will be chronologically in order how it all happened in my life, and every song is a journey for itself on its own, and every song is a phoenix itself. So with every song I kind of shifted in a new way on the next level, healed in some ways, transformed a lot as a person, as a woman, as an artist, of course, because I put that through music. But really, this album, there has been like a lot of healing involved, because many things have happened. And I'm just so grateful to have this platform that I can use to express myself, and with every song I kind of was able to move on, and there's so much power in that, and I really am so grateful, because like some things, very difficult things could like happen, and then of course I would feel very bad and all of that, but then I would just realize that in order for me to grow from this and to move on, I need to write a song and put this through music, because really it's amazing like the power that the music holds.
In my mind I'm counting days, searching for the way to be right next to you, and I wanna fly to you, wanna be with you. Can you treat me right for once, love me once or twice, one more time and be nice, cause I wanna be with you, wanna hold you. Oh, 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 oh. You're the one that I wanted, one that I needed, one that I wanted. Oh, 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 oh. You've got a heart that I wanted, one that I needed, one that I wanted. For you, I'd be a fool for you. There's no one else but you. I'd be a fool for you. Next to you, falling for you, hoping this is true. Can you lay me down, please never let me go. Can we start the game again? I wanna feel the same, I wanna feel the flame, cause I wanna be with you, wanna hold you. Oh, 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 oh. You're the one that I wanted, one that I needed, one that I wanted. Oh, oh, oh. Got a heart that I wanted, why did I need it, why did I want it? For you, I'd be a fool for you, fool only for you, be a fool for you, just for you.
Alpha Sessions.
It's mad how healing music can be, and even though I can imagine while writing these songs or working on them can be quite tough, because you have to go through it all again, or you're in the midst of it and have to like push yourself really to your limits. And I can imagine that after you finished, well, you're still of course like doing the last bits and bobs, but I can imagine you're now at a point where it's almost like, oh wow, there's like a load of weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, honestly, this is my biggest music baby so far. And I just like, also when I entered this year, like if you come back to your first question, I was like, okay, this year I'm releasing this album. Oh, I'm releasing this album. And I don't care what it's going to take. I'm releasing it and I'm going to tell all the truth in it, all the stories, because the time is now. And I cannot wait any longer because it's like I've changed as well. And I'm ready to write new songs now as a new person, but I also have to release this first. Yeah.
Just show everyone who you are, what you're about, and really, let me be ready for the next step.
Because I could, I'm already thinking about new projects. And like, oh, I want to work with this person, or I want to do this, this, this. But I'm like, no.
First things first.
First, yes. You need to release this album. And I am.
But that's so good, because that's kind of the energy that you need, because the last thing that you want is then getting this project out in the world and then be like, oh yeah, well, whatever, we'll see what's going to happen and what we're going to do with the music. You want that energy and that passion, and especially after that's such a big project. It's not just like an EP or a single single. It's a whole body of work, so I can imagine how exciting you! I'm even excited. I have no idea what it sounds like,
now,
but
as you're
I'm so excited for this, because it sounds amazing.
Thank you.
So cool.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm very excited. Of course, there's still so much work to be done, but I'm fully determined. And I think it was also much easier for me when I was setting up some goals for this year and like projects, and like, okay, like do this, la la la. But then I was like, no, but the main goal is really this album first.
So that will be basically the main focus for this year for
like
you.
Like, even like the acting projects that I would have in between, like my main focus creatively is really finishing the mixing and mastering, and then focusing on visuals, music videos, telling the story with every song, with the releasing strategies and all of that, and just really sharing my stories with the world, with people. It's not even about my healing anymore. It's like about me sharing these stories, and I want to connect with people with these stories, and I know that people can connect with these songs. And just want to share.
But that's and again, like, music is all about that.
Yeah,
about sharing and healing, and also looking just having a peek in someone else's brain, and just new perspectives and learning from each other.
Definitely.
I'm so excited. Okay, tell me, when is this album going to come out? Because I need to mark this in my calendar.
No. I mean,
no?
I'm going to text you, don't
worry. Okay, please do.
I don't have the release date yet.
Okay.
Because what I want to do, I want to release the first, not the first single as the first song, but I want to release one song from this album first with a music video. Then I want to do another single. I have the music video for it already.
Oh, amazing.
And then I'm thinking I might do the third single as well or not. So after this time, the whole album will come out. So probably sometime in autumn, because I still have
in
to
autumn,
release two or three singles
before that.
So I'm thinking like autumn. Definitely need to catch the deadline before the Christmas releases, because I don't want my album to be released with the Christmas songs.
No.
But I haven't revealed the title yet.
Are we getting a scoop today? You don't have to.
I'm thinking. No, not yet.
Okay. That's
first
okay.
Single,
build the tension.
First
the excitement,
single, then second single, then maybe third single, and then after that, the artwork of the album and the title of... I mean, I was actually saying the title of the album like in some interviews before, but I've changed the title.
Oh.
So that title is no longer relevant.
Why did you change it?
Because in the process of creating, I realized it's still somehow connected to the previous title, but it's much deeper and personal now.
Are you good with coming up with titles? Because I'm so bad at it.
Like for albums, free, or like for songs?
I would say, well, I only released one EP last year, and that was my first like full body work kind of thing, and I had such trouble with coming up with a title, so I just decided to pick one of the songs on the EP that made most sense. But then I remember people asking me like, oh, why don't you just do like a separate title that doesn't link to any of the songs? And I was wondering, do you find it easy to come up with titles?
I guess it really depends on the process, but the same as with creating music, with creating music, especially in the studio, I'm very much I very much hold space for the message to come through on its own and not to rationalize it too much.
Yeah.
Usually I get some, especially if I go to the forest or like to the nature, I get like these ideas. So yeah, it's definitely not something that will be just like, ooh, overthinking it, but it would just be like a thought and then, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Interesting.
But it usually, it really depends. Or if I'm listening to the song and I'm not sure yet what the title should be, and then I need to let some time pass, or I have to oversleep it. And then, yeah, sometimes it just comes like as an intuitive thought.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But I never overthink it.
Alpha Sessions.
You mentioned actually just now about like you connecting a lot with nature, and you're not the first artist, including myself, who says that or have said that in interviews. Why do you think artists connect so much with nature?
I think the nature holds all the wisdom already of life. And the nature always reminds us that everything is changing all the time, and that we need to surrender, and that the only thing that is constant are changes. And I think it's just very nature on its own. It's a very powerful thing. We come from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for artists, for us, it's so important to find the balance as much as possible, or like to reconnect with ourselves, with our creative self, which is very much like our higher self, that can get very often kind of expressed, or like we can realign with it when we are in nature. So I think it's just very calming. I think it's very powerful. It's like, it's not the city, it's not the underground, it's like taking a breath in and out, and okay, here I am, and it's very mindful. And I think, as I said at the beginning, it holds all the answers. So I think it's our planet.
And if you say it holds all the answers, do you mean that in a literal sense, or more like the deeper kind of things it has the answers for, or in what way do you refer to
that? I think in all ways, actually, in literal and not. I think in our society generally we're not aware enough of the power that it holds. But I try as much as possible to connect with some trees, with the nature, even if this is a park. Sometimes even if I just go to the forest, I'm like, I don't want to meet anyone now, please, I just need to be here. Or like for me, sea is a very powerful thing.
Yes.
Like now I'm so sad because like, I cannot swim in it because it's too cold. But sometimes like in summer, even if I just go for a quick swim in the sea, it just gives me so many answers, and it just kind of takes away from me all the things that I don't need anymore. And I just come out of it completely reborn with all the new creative ideas, with all the solutions. I don't know. I just love to see so much. Yeah. So and the forest for me, it's like,
it's some sort of a peace,
very sacred
that comes
thing
over you, and just indeed like it gives you clarity and answers. And I guess when it also comes to artists, we think a lot and feel a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel nature is like a safe space where you can just all let it be and not judge it, not question it, just let it go and then see, I guess, what answers it gives you, a clarity or not, and then maybe next time you will, or in a couple of years. But it's interesting because, again, you're not the first one who said that, and I do recognize that in myself as well. So, well, I think this is a great way to end the interview. I want to thank you so much
for
this interview and for your performance, and can't wait for the album.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Alan, for finally having me.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
The Alpha Sessions.